Right now, let's meet Matt Nemeth. Matt is from North Allegheny Senior High School, and he took first place in challenge number 2 of the Fairchild Challenge. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do, and what are your interests?
Well, I like to go biking, and I love photography. I'm actually going to major in it.
Excellent. Is this your senior year?
Yes, it is.
Do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I was accepted into Point Park University.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
It's a great school. Do you think you'll live there?
No, I'm going to commute.
And what got you so interested in photography?
I don't know. It was just, I used to bring my camera on vacation with me, and I just love taking pictures of the places I've been.
What makes a good picture, do you think?
I guess it's got to have something that not ordinary pictures could have, you know, like, it's got to be something special about it, like people usually help to make a better picture with faces and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not much of a photographer myself. In fact, we were joking, having been away on vacation to, you know, a very beautiful place with a lot of things to photograph. We, I think, came back with 3 or 4, you know, here's the sunset, here's the place we were staying, almost more like notes rather than works of art. Is there a particular kind of picture you like to take? I mean, it sounds like you prefer people, or maybe it's not right to call it a preference, but is there an aspect you enjoy particularly when looking for a certain kind of photo?
Well, actually, I usually take more landscape pictures and portraits. So,
do you have a camera with you almost all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Figured as much. Now, the phone, you have your phone, but you probably have another camera too with you most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Fairchild Challenge was a photojournalism essay on environment and community. And your winning entry, Matt, was called The Luminous Footprint.
Yep.
And tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's about light pollution, which is usually associated with cities. It deals with the light that buildings and streetlights give off, and they reflect off of the particles in the sky and everything, and especially with clouds. And it causes the sky to glow and everything, and you can't see the stars or anything in the sky.
And how did you, I guess your position was we need to do something about this,
yeah.
Right? And interestingly, you won this in the same month when we have light up night here in Pittsburgh. How did you approach this, and can you describe your exhibit as we listen on the radio here so that we can try to picture it?
Well, I tried to focus on more of the not in the city, you know, like in suburbs and stuff, because lights are starting to spring up more there. And so I took pictures mostly around where I live, which is just north of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's almost somewhat acceptable, I think, that you would have a concentration of light at a city center like downtown Pittsburgh. But it is amazing that areas just in your lifetime, are you 17 now?
18.
In your lifetime, you've probably seen light pollution increase considerably. Did you grow up in the school district?
Yeah.
You've probably seen light pollution increase considerably in that area as development has occurred. Do you think folks get what the effects of it are, what the ill effects of light pollution are?
No, most people don't even know what it is. That's why I chose it.
And what are some of the effects you think that people might want to contemplate?
Well, if you're not an amateur astronomer or anything, if you cut back on, like, needless light, you can save a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of things, signs on businesses that are on constantly for no reason whatsoever. And in terms of astronomy, it's pretty hard to ply your craft and enjoy looking at the sky if all these small ambient light sources really add up, don't
yeah.
they?
That's why all the large telescopes are in places like Hawaii or in the Southwest, where there's not a lot of light.
So your essay, was it you had photographs, I'm sure, given your interest in photography.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about your writing. Were you trying to state facts or be persuasive? I'm curious how you put that part together.
Well, first I wanted to explain what it was because, like I said, not a lot of people really know what it is. And then I wanted to show them why it's important, you know? So I gave them facts and stuff about how much money and energy we could save by just cutting back on needless light.
Do you remember any of those facts offhand?
No, I did not.
It'd be hard to remember straight off, but I think you'd be able to save quite a bit of money just by having lights not on all the time and not on when needed. Something, you know, I think about noise pollution a lot and just how much you hear, you know, you can't hear the wind or leaves falling or birds or other natural things over leaf blowers and all sorts of other bits of noise. And I think it's similar to light pollution. People just take it as a part of life and don't realize that it's a non-natural item that's taking place. What got you interested in astronomy?
I don't know. I've always been interested in, I don't know, space and stuff.
Did somebody show you early on? Did you spend time, you know, do you remember when you first looked at a telescope?
No. To be honest, I never really looked into a telescope.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're just looking at in the naked eye mostly to see stuff?
And pictures of space.
Oh, that's great. Well, this is Matt Namath, who's here with us. He's a senior at North Allegheny High School, and he won the Fairchild Challenge. I should mention our second place winners were Anna and Bridget McKenna from Pittsburgh SciTech Academy. Their photo essay was called Evolution of Space. And Rihanna Wolfarth of Shaler Area did a photojournalism essay on water pollution. They're scheduled to be here this morning. We're keeping an eye out for them. But we congratulate them just the same. They may have had a little travel trouble today. I'm curious now if you can just tell us a little bit more about Fairchild and your involvement. You're part of a team representing the school, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it was for a grade in my class in environmental science. So.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so you kind of had to do it.
You get credit for that. Some people might be surprised, too. I was at your high school about 3 weeks ago. And what a high school.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a high school for just two grades, 11th and 12th. And how big is your graduating class, roughly?
Around 900.
Wow. It's a huge class, but with great facilities. And it's just incredible what happens to be out there. What is the next challenge? Are you going to be taking part in that as well?
Yeah, that's for a grade, too.
Okay.
Every 9 weeks.
Okay, so do you know what the next one is?
It's to design a logo for a backpack, I think.
Excellent. This is all part of the Fairchild Challenge. You can learn more about the Fairchild Challenge, which is sponsored by locally here by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And it's a challenge that encourages teens to investigate and come up with imaginative and effective responses to take environmental action. How do you think things, just generally environmentally, how are things going? Do you have a sense of whether we're starting to move in a better direction or not?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's fair to say that it's going to only get worse.
Yeah, your parents who are here, I'm sure can tell you stories about, you know, the energy crisis and the oil crisis of the 70s and the 80s. And again, it seems like we keep repeating the same things. But it's really nice to see a lot of hybrid cars coming out. Solar and wind power seem to be getting a lot more attention. And I think there's a lot more environmental awareness too, as folks are learning in school.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's reason to be positive and hopeful about that. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the experiences that you've had?
No, that's about it.
Great.
That's all I can think of.
And I forgot to ask you, I usually mean to do this, if you might want to say hello to anybody who might be listening at home or who might tune in to hear the segment when it's available on demand online. Or any acknowledgments to anybody that helped you along the way?
I'd like to thank my photography teacher, Mr. Klemmer. He helped me print out my pictures. I wouldn't be in here if it weren't for him. I'd like to thank my environmental teacher, Mr. Peelin, and the goal teacher, Mrs. Will.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Matt,
yep.
And continued good luck to you. Congratulations. Maybe we'll see you in here again soon for the next Fairchild Challenge competition. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for what you're able to do in terms of communicating with photography and with words.
Yeah,
it takes
thanks.
a lot of patience and concentration. That's Matt Nemeth from North Allegheny Senior High School